Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special episode of the Geek Bites here, brought to you by the
Geek Buddies! Hey!
We're back at it today on the Geek Bites for a special Acolyte Tuesday edition of the Geek Bites here. We're so excited to jump into watch and react to this first trailer for the Acolyte, the new Star Wars series that is coming here. The 8-episode series from Russian Doll, showrunner and creator Leslie Headland, starring Amanda Stenberg, starring Carrie Ann Moss, starring Lee Jung Jae there from Squid Game, Daphne Keene, Jodie Turner-Smith, and the list goes on and on, including Jonas Suotomo, who's playing a Wookiee Jedi Master. And of course, you remember him taking over for Chewbacca. But we're going to get into all of it. Just want to introduce ourselves first. For those of you who might be stumbling upon us for the first time, I am the Outlaw John Roga, writer, producer, and host here on the Geek Buddies.
I am Michael Vogel, writer and producer of animated TV shows and movies.
And this is Shannon McClung. I'm a television actor and an animation writer. And when we eventually review The Acolyte, if they're short, we could call them Acco Bites.
Oh, wow.
But just that early.
But we won't. All but right. We won't do that.
There you go. There's a sample of our show, ladies and gentlemen, before we even fully get going.
Also everybody knows that, like, Shannon goes to bed and just stares at the ceiling in the dark, eyes wide open, just coming up with these for the next day, just thinking ahead of time, putting little notes on his phone.
Do you want to see my notepad app?
Yep.
I just want to see his reaction when he gets, yes. little Tiger Woods fist pump. But we are here to talk about The Acolyte. The first trailer dropped today. I think it's about a minute and a half. We're going to take a look at it for the first time and then react to it as we're watching it, but then have our discussion about what we thought we saw. But first, Mike and Shannon, I'm going to both of you, and Mike, you first. What do you expect to see from this trailer? What are your expectations for this trailer? What are you thinking about before we jump into this thing?
A lot of Jedi. I'm expecting to see a lot of it. One of the things that is interesting, this is going to be, for most people, their introduction to sort of the High Republic era. I know this is sort of the end of the High Republic era, but the High Republic era in Star Wars has been, over the past several years, going on in publications and novels, young adult novels, comic book series. But the only time we've really seen the High Republic in any kind of TV format is on Young Jedi Adventures on Disney Plus. And that's not really grown-up Star Wars people's jam. So this is our first real entry into this era where there was a lot of Jedi before we got to the prequels where the Jedi were basically all being duped by Palpatine. So I want to see a lot of Jedi. I want to see them at their height. And I want to see what it is that's happening that's subtly going on in the shadows.
Yeah, and she's kind of turning this on her head, isn't she, Shannon? She said in numerous quotes that she wanted to tell a story about the Sith. This is her quotes here recently. That was my kind of dream Star Wars idea, but I felt like the time period to do that in would be something pre-Phantom Menace that seemed to be the most interesting trajectory to go on. If the Jedi are this benevolent institution at this point, as Michael just pointed out, then anyone who opposes them would be the underdog. So what are your expectations going into this? Because they changed the synopsis recently to make it seem like it's True Detective Star Wars here. So what are your thoughts on what you expect to see in this trailer?
I mean, based off of the one sheet that they released yesterday, that one sheet graphic of a lightsaber hilt, and in place of a light blade, there appears to be a smear of red blood. It's like, okay, this seems like potentially a little bit more of a grown-up Star Wars, something maybe not necessarily in tone, but maybe along more the lines of like Andor, which, you know, I know a lot of especially older Star Wars fans, we really gravitated to. And knowing that they are kind of, whether it's from the Sith's point of view, or as you said, John, I mean, referencing True Detective, again, not a series that I imagine more younger Star Wars fans saw. I think the idea of two Jedi and maybe a Jedi and the ex-Padawan kind of trying to figure out who is lurking in the shadows.
Right.
That's really, really exciting. And yeah. I only read about half of that first High Republic book. And it wasn't like I didn't dislike it. Just life happened. But I'm really curious, and Vogel will be the guy for this, is how many characters are making the crossover from those books and those graphic novels into this. I mean, I know, especially like with Laura Kelly, like, you know, the High Republic, it definitely has its fans. So I'm really curious which characters have resonated with the audience thus far that they're like, you know what, let's put them up on a screen.
Yeah, and speaking of younger approaches here, you've got a lot of young characters here with Manny Jacinto, with Charlie Barnett, actors rather, Manny Jacinto, Charlie Barnett, Jodie Turner-Smith. So there's a number of really good actors, young actors up and coming who are making their names, including my personal favorite, Daphne Keene from Logan. So I'm very excited to see what we're going to get in this one, all led by Amanda Leigh Stenberg, of course. So, all right, gentlemen, let's not waste any time. Let's take a look at this first trailer here for The Acolyte from creator Leslie Headland and Star Wars right now.
Close your eyes. Your eyes can deceive you. We must not trust them.
At least I'm not getting killed by him. Not a creature.
Tell me what comes into your mind.
Life. Balance. I see fire.
Trinity! I see Trinity!
Someone is killing Jedi. It doesn't make sense.
What happened?
I sensed the darkness.
This isn't about good or bad. This is about power and who is allowed to use it.
What is that?
There you go. First trailer for The Acolyte. Mike, if you want to go first, your thoughts, your reactions, what you're feeling on this one?
My feelings. Okay. One, I mean, we even talked about this last week on our main show. I think that Star Wars, when you look at the width and breadth of Star Wars in all of the stories and everything, I think the through line really is the Jedi Order and their adherence to their very rigid rules, and how that, with the best intentions, fucks things up. Like, that's really, like, from the prequels into the original trilogy, into the new trilogy, and what Luke says in Last Jedi, like, the Jedi Order is the through line of the Star Wars universe.
And
that's one of the reasons why I really enjoyed a lot of the High Republic stuff. And so I think watching this and seeing all of these Jedi and something going on, like, and it's particularly, to me, the most important line in that trailer is, this is not about good and evil. This is about power and who gets to wield it. Yeah. So based on what Leslie Headland said about the Sith being the underdogs here, like, this is, like, it just seems like this, if you are a fan of stories where maybe the bad guy is the one that you're rooting for, this might be the story for you. So if they go in that direction, I'm very, very intrigued. I will also, and I think this trailer looks beautiful. I think I think the fight choreography looks really great. I think the worlds look good. It feels very Star Wars. It doesn't feel, at least based on this trailer, very volumey.
Yeah.
Which I think is also good. I do believe that, I think Leslie Headland said in a lot of articles that, like, they did a lot of location shooting. I mean, some stuff will be volume, but they did a lot of location shooting too. And I think the volume, like most visual effects technology, is good when used in small doses.
Yeah.
And when you use it too much, like CG effects and like everything else, it can get a little much. So everything about the show is good. The one thing I'll say, and this is sort of maybe my bias based on the last few Star Wars outings we've had on Disney Plus, is A lot of stuff looks good. The devil's in the details. True Detective, as True Detective has shown us,
yes,
is not always the easiest thing to execute. And a lot of it really depends on the minutia, on the back and forth, on the characters, on the way you dole out plot information. Star Wars hasn't been the strongest at that.
Yeah.
In the past few outings. So I'm trepidatiously excited based on what we've seen here.
Okay. Shannon, your reaction to this trailer, our first look at all these characters, our first look at the Acolyte, no Yoda. A lot of people were speculating we might see Yoda, but there's no Yoda and not even a hint of Yoda in this particular trailer. What are your thoughts? What stood out to you?
So I really like the tone. I do like that more foreboding feeling that is present throughout the trailer. I do agree with Vogel. I mean, I think even with practical sets, I do think there is a big difference between what we get on the big screen and what we get on the small screen. Hmm. You know, Ahsoka, I thought, did a really, really good job, but there were definitely certain sets that I'm like, you know, someone who's been on a soundstage is like, oh yeah, that's a set. And I feel like we got maybe a little bit of that, but I really like seeing Carrie Ann Moss in this type of role. And this, she just has this quiet intensity that is, she just looks natural, you know, doing a force push. All of the actors, I think, are very, very exciting. And it seems like based off of Lee Jong-jae's hairstyle that we're going to be bouncing around in time too, which I am really, really excited to see. And this takes place, is it supposed to be like 50 years before Phantom Menace?
I've seen 200 years and 100 years before the Phantom Menace. So let's just say at least a century before the Phantom Menace. And Mikey?
I mean, I believe, and again, this might all change and they might have moved stuff around. Like, I believe originally they said this is sort of taking place at the end of the High Republic.
Yeah, end of the High Republic.
And the end of the High Republic is about 100 years, I believe.
Yeah, okay.
Laura Kelly can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's about 100 years. So, like, let's assume that what we're seeing is about 100 years before Phantom Menace.
So a century,
I mean, everything that we saw in the trailer, other than just, like, the little kind of practical effect things, I'm like, it looks plasticky. But for the most part, it's really, really, it's just tonally, it's just cut really, really well. And again, I feel like amongst all the actors, like Charlie Barnett really stands out. Hmm. Carrie Ann Moss, you know, the very brief moment we got with Daphne Keene and her makeup. Yeah. Everything just looks really, really promising. But I also remember seeing all those Obi-Wan trailers, getting real excited. So, like Vogel, I would say I am trepidatiously optimistic.
Yeah, I have to say, I like the darker tones. You guys know I like that darker tone, just that darker music.
This is so funny. It's never come up.
Yes.
I know. You put it in the snow. That's Johnny's. That's the Johnny's. Well,
that's another positive. Yeah. I mean, we had fire. We had snow. We had desert. We had it all in this trailer for sure. We had a cantina, possibly. We got the Jedi all whipping out their lightsabers. Not a purple one in sight. And I like the idea of seeing the Sith come in at the end there and the power to move like the earth and everything like that. That was pretty powerful, because if you're going to counter the Jedi, you've got to be equally powerful, if not more powerful than that Jedi, to send them back on their heels. And this is supposedly Amanda Stenberg's character here, which she's playing May, is a former Padawan. So my guess is that's who we see at the beginning. Lee Jung-jae's teaching there. You see the one girl who says fire. And that, I think, may be May as a young girl. As you see, as you said, Shannon, his hairstyle changes. So when we see him later, she's already grown and she is already attacking, which seems to be attacking Carrie Ann Moss there, and then and attacking Lee Jung-jae later in the trailer as well. So we're following her story as well as monitoring why the Jedi are dying and what have you. So it's going to be interesting if this is going to be a two-hander or if this is going to be focused more on her or focused more on the investigation that's leading to her. A lot of questions overall, but I like the vibe. I like the feel. I like the sense of dread and terror that's going on here. There isn't that lighthearted moment. There was no joke in all of this to make you feel better about it. So I like that we're going this route here, along with mixing in the standard stuff with Star Wars, with Jedi and Sith. So I came away from this kind of really excited to see what we're going to get. But I agree with you. There are a couple things I'm like, oh, I'm not sure about. We'll see. But overall, I think this is good, at least first initial trailer, to get us excited about it. I mean, what did you think of her look here, Shannon? What did you think of her appearance? What did you think of her style here? Wearing that purple, which, of course, you know, it's Mace's color. But what did you think of this approach to the design of her character there?
I mean, she looks great. I think all the designs on all the characters look great. Okay. And I'm really curious who her former master was. Was it Carrie Ann Moss or was it Lee Jung Jae? Because they both, she fights with both of them.
Yeah, she does.
In that trailer. So I'm really curious, like who are two, like, because obviously Amanda Sandberg is the lead, but like who is the two-hander in this? Who is the one that she's going to be teaming up with? And it kind of reminds me.
Yeah, maybe Lee begins her teachings and then she goes under the tutelage of Carrie Ann Moss's character. Yeah,
certainly possible. Yeah. I mean, this reminds me of kind of like the Barriss Offee arc in Clone Wars. That kind of like someone is doing something bad and we need to figure out who it is. Like a Star Wars mystery is not something we've gotten a lot of, but I feel like when we've gotten it, it has been executed really well. And based off of the first season of Russian Doll, Leslie Headling tells a really, really good story. Second season, maybe not. But that first season was excellent.
Yeah. What did you think of the looks of the characters here, Mike, the designs, the costumes and what have you?
I like the looks a lot. I mean, like, it's that thing that, you know, we always kind of come to with every Star Wars thing is like, does this feel like Star Wars? Mm. And this definitely feels like Star Wars.
Yeah.
And that's good. And it's also bad. You know, like, I think that I remember back when the prequels came out, and we saw like Naboo fighters and stuff. And we're like, that doesn't look like Star Wars. And George Lucas was like, well, this is the inner core. And the stuff we saw was the outer core. And that's what, and you're like, okay, I guess. But like now that he has, that all feels like Star Wars too. So I always, I think Star Wars needs that balance of like, does this feel like Star Wars? Yes. But also throw me a couple curveballs that really introduce something new.
Yeah.
And that's what remains to be seen. But like, yes, it all feels very on point with, you know, any of the artwork you've seen from the High Republic and into where the Jedi are at the prequels. Like when we see them training at the beginning, in that opening scene, it looks, that's the Jedi Temple. Like we have seen the Jedi Temple a good number of times. So it's nice to see some of those things. I do think, kind of to your point, a couple Star Wars nerd things. I know everyone was like, are we going to see Yoda? And yeah, like, look, he's in the High Republic. Like Yoda and Yaddle are around.
Yeah.
But I think it's smart that they didn't. Okay. Even if Yoda is in this show, which I kind of like doubt actually, but like, like they did this in the High Republic a lot too, where it's like Yoda's off doing something important. Because I think that as soon as Yoda comes into the mix, it's like Yoda upsets the balance of any show. Right. As soon as Yoda shows up, Yoda's the main character and it doesn't matter who else is in the show. So I don't know that we're going to see Yoda or Yaddle. And to Shannon's point, aside from a couple maybes, I don't know that we're going to see a bunch of main High Republic characters. I think that this is kind of going to be its own thing, which I think is a smart move.
Okay.
The only other thing I'll say, and this kind of gets into the Sith of it all, and again, I'm not going to get super upset about this, but I think Mace Windu in Phantom Menace says something like, the Sith haven't been heard from in like thousands of, like, I don't know. There's some big number that is not this number. Okay. So, you know, with this, whatever this mystery is with this rise of the Sith, like, where do we end? And do the Jedi all know that the Sith are back and nobody mentions it? So Mace Windu didn't know. Like, there's a lot of like that stuff, but that falls under the category of a lot of stuff that's said in the original trilogy that is sort of outdated with the prequel. So it's like, that's not a big issue. And I would rather they ignored something that Mace Windu said and told us a really good story than adhere to specific lines from a movie that came out 20 years ago, but or more.
It also seems like what we've seen with the recent Star Wars projects, that they're touching base with the sequel trilogy, right? I mean, the idea of Lee Jun-Jai's character saying, you know, go inside, go learn the Force from the inner out. You know, what do you see? Close your eyes. Very similar Luke's teachings to Rey there on Octu. And I think we saw Octu possibly in one of the shots there. And I also like the look of the Jedi. I mean, this is a cool looking Jedi Order you got going on, as you said, a different hairstyle there, Shannon, a little bit of the mom cut there. And then you've got the Wookiee guy back there. So you've got a Jedi Wookiee, which a lot of people have been excited to see, as we've seen the younger Wookiee character in Star Wars Rebels. So I all of it kind of touches bases with a lot of the fandom here to get us excited. And just enough, I think it's good. It wasn't an extensively long trailer, just a minute and a half just to get you excited. This is an 8-episode series. There's a lot coming. You don't want to see too much, especially if it's a mystery. You want to stay intrigued. You want to stay wanting to come back every week to find out what's going on. So hopefully we're in good hands. So I would say at the end of the day, I feel really good about this trailer. Gentlemen, any final thoughts?
It's nice to see Jedi.
Yeah.
I think, you know, a lot of where Star Wars falls into these issues is anything that happens between Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope, which is a lot of things. You know, originally there was no Jedi.
Yes.
And Luke was it. And then there's been a lot of Jedi shoved in there. But you always have to sort of explain it. Like, this Jedi was gone and this Jedi disappeared and this Jedi went here and this Jedi's not a Jedi and she's a gray Jedi. Like, there's all of these reasons why all of these Jedi that we want to have because we like lightsabers have to get out of the way to make way for Luke and A New Hope.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to sort of just be away from all that. It's nice to just be like, hey, here's an era where we can have a shit ton of Jedis and they can do all cool Jedi shit. And we can have like that shot where you just have all of them turn those lightsabers on, like boom, 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 boom. Like, that's awesome. And we don't always get to see it because we always happen to be in a time period where we have to work around those things. And I hope we see more of that here. And as we said on our show last week, I hope we see more of that with the Rey series and moving forward in Star Wars, where we can all of a sudden go back to having a ton of Jedi and exploring what the balance of the Force actually means.
Yeah. Final thoughts here, Shan?
I thought it looked for the most part really, really cool. And the prospect of having another fun Star Wars thing to talk about is always a blast. And just from the live action point of view, that this is the first glimpse we're kind of getting into this time period. Again, that's really, really exciting. And having someone like Leslie Headland at the helm is encouraging. And Charlie Barnett, who was also from Russian Doll, that dude looks cool with a lightsaber. He and Lee Jung-jae, they both look really, really cool with lightsabers. So not to infantilize it, but I'm like, hey, toys.
Why not? That's always an essential part of Star Wars. So, agreed with you guys. Excited about it. Like the look of it. I have a little bit of hesitation on a couple things, but overall, my mind is intrigued, and that's what you want to have coming out of a trailer like this. So, all right, well, there you go. That's our thoughts there for a trailer reaction discussion on The Acolyte. Thank you so much for watching or listening to this. Shannon, what do we have to tell them?
Yeah, if you'd like to follow us on social media, on Twitter, it's @geek_buddies. On Instagram, @the_geek_buddies. If you'd like to follow me on social media, on Twitter, it's @Shannon_McClung. On Instagram, @ShannonTheGeekBuddy. If you would like to follow Mr. Vogel and let him know that Acco Bites is a great title, it's @MKToon. If you would like to follow Mr. Roka and say, hey, I like dark stuff and snow too, it's @TheRokaSays.
You love the snow. Mikey.
Well, if Shannon didn't chase you away with his horrible puns, you can also smash that like button below, subscribe to Johnny's Outlaw Nation page, leave your comments below, let us know what you thought of the trailer, let us know what you think of the High Republic era, let us know what you think of Star Wars, let us know below. If you are listening to us on a podcast, go ahead and leave us some stars and some comments so we go up in the rankings and more people can find us. And as always, the best thing you can do is retweet this video, post it on your socials, send it to your friends, and tell them to hang out with your buddies, the Geek Buddies.
There you go. All right. Look forward to our main show coming up later on this weekend. Let us know what you thought about everything, and we'll talk to you next time with another brand new episode here of the Geek Bites, brought to you by the
Geek
Buddies. Hey!
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawned something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.